First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6 to chapter 3 verse 4. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this. For it they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thought except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thought of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truth to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I feed you with milk, not solid food, for you are not ready for it. And even now you are not ready yet, not yet ready, for you are still of the flesh. While there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not merely human?
在1月份的时候，我们开始了新的系列。
In January, we started a new series.
从哥林多前书首四章来看，委身基督。
From First Corinthians, the first four chapter, to really look at having commitment to the Lord.
我们知道，哥林多教会充满着那个问题。
We know there are many problems in the Corinthian church.
可是保罗就在起初的时候，就从那个呼召，神呼召基督徒。 要成为一个怎样的一个基督徒的时候来作为起点。
But Paul used this as a starting point from calling.
然后在上个星期的时候，我们就谈到十字架的智慧。
And last week we talked about the wisdom of the cross.
我们谈到说，在那个哥林多教会的时候，因着受了那个文化的那个影响，所以希腊人他们本身是会要求智慧。The
Church of Corinthians is very much affected by the local culture then, which is the Greek thinking and culture.
犹太人呢，在他们的那的那个宗教的那背景里面的时候，他们就要看神迹，用神迹来证明说是神的工作。The
Jews focuses on miracles to see the work and hand of God, but the Greek actually look upon wisdom.
所以当保罗传一个在十字架上死在十字架上的耶稣的时候，其实对于希腊人来说，那是那个是愚蠢的。
So for Paul to spread the word or the theology of the death of Christ on the cross is actually folly for the Greeks.
因为比较于他们自己本身，比如柏拉图、那个苏格拉底或者是那个亚里士多德的那一种的哲学思想的时候，那个死在十字架上的耶稣的道理。 其实真的是看来是愚蠢的。
Because compared to the philosophies of Plato, Socrates, or Aristotle, really this message of Christ who died on the cross seems foolish to the people then.
犹太人当他本身在那个看那个十字架的耶稣的时候，他就看到说耶稣基督是那个软弱的，不是他们所期盼的那个比较。
So for Jews, when they see Christ on the cross, they see someone who is weak and has failed, not the victorious king or messiah that they were looking for.
在上个星期的时候，我也谈到，当我们出信的时候，我们要跟别人传福音，我们觉得有一点点好像不太容易。
And we shared last week that as new believers, as we try to evangelize and share the gospel, we find it difficult.
跟亲友、跟朋友来分享说，死在十字架上的耶稣是我相信的，好像有一点不合常理。
To friends and relatives, it seems illogical and irrational to say that I believe this God, this Christ that had died on the cross.
然后我们要期盼他本身能相信这样的一个不合常理的一个基督的时候，我们会觉得我们不敢来分享。
And yet we expect them to just believe our words, even though we find that there's such a gap and we are worried.
即使我们出信的时候，我们有这种感觉，为什么我们还会继续相信？
Even as we are new believers, we may have thoughts as this, but how do we believe that at that time?
我们出信的时候，我们觉得这不合常理，这是难以置信，可是我们继续相信。
It seems illogical and unbelievable to us, but yet we believed.
原因是因为除了那个理智上的时候来看这事情的时候，因为我们生命里面我们经历到耶稣基督的救恩。
Well, it's because other than cognitive reasoning, we actually experience Christ in our lives.
我们可能像透过因着相信耶稣基督的时候，我们心里有平安，或者是我们罪得赦。
So the experience of sins forgiven, peace in our life, actually, help us to understand.
或者是我们体会到在主耶稣基督里面的时候，我们有新的那个生命的意义。
And the experience that we have a new meaning to life.
因此当别人看为愚蠢，看为软弱的，我们对基督徒来说，我们觉得他是神的智慧和神的大能。
So what is folly and weakness to other people, to us is wisdom and strength.
因此保罗在传福音的时候，他本身他说他不用高言大智，不用智慧的话语。
So when Paul spreads the gospel, he says he does not come to them with lofty speech or wisdom.
他不用人本身的那一种哲学的推理，或者是理上的那推理的时候来说服别人来相信。
He does not come with human reasoning or philosophy to try to persuade someone.
他只传耶稣基督，因为他相信说，当人有回应的时候，这完全是圣灵自己的工作。
So he only preached Christ crucified because when there's response and with the Holy Spirit, that's where the work is done.
有时候我们觉得，当我们这样讲的时候，是否表示说，那个保罗本身传福音的时候没有理性？
So if we explain it as this, does it mean that Paul actually doesn't use reasoning to actually explain or spread the gospel?
我们看保罗的书信，罗马书和加拉太书，里面充满着那个理性的那个推理。
But in Paul's letter, in Romans as well as in Galatians, we see his reasoning and his logical persuasion.
我们基督徒当我们传福音的时候，我们也学习一些护教的那个方式、解释的方法来分享福音。
And we too, when we evangelize, we use apologetics in whether its method or its content to actually explain to the other party.
所以今天早上我们就从保罗本身所讲的，他讲说他其实也讲智慧的。
So today we'll look at this part where Paul shares that about wisdom.
他讲的智慧，他说。在信心成熟的人中间的时候，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世代的智慧。
He says, yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age.
他指向这世代的智慧是从人的那出发点，从人的思考里面的时候来去构思救赎的那种的的哲理。
So for him, wisdom of this age is what human reasoning or philosophy does to explain or to achieve salvation.
然后在本身在传讲在解释的时候，就运用了理性的那种说服力的那一种的技巧。
And so in persuading another person to believe these are certain techniques.
保罗就讲说，我本身讲福音。讲智慧，可是不是这一类的那个智慧。
So Paul explained that the wisdom that he preached about is different.
在第八节的时候，他讲说这世代的执政者没有人没有人知道。
So in verse 8 he says none of the rulers of this age understood this.
原因这世代的那执政者也包括谁呢？包括那个把耶稣钉在十字架上的罗马官员。
So the rulers included the officials who crucified Christ.
然后也包括了把耶稣基督推上十字架的那一些宗教的领袖们。
And included the religious leaders who actually pushed persuaded for Jesus to be up on the cross.
保罗就讲说，他本身所传的那个智慧，不是这个时代的那一种的 智慧。
And Paul says that the wisdom he preached is not that of this age.
他所传的智慧是从从前隐藏的神奥秘的智慧。
And he says he imparted a secret and hidden wisdom of God.
然后为我们的荣耀所预定的。
Decreed for our glory.
当我们看旧约的教导的时候，我们知道充满着预言有一个弥赛亚，有一个救主的来到。
So we know from the Old Testament that there are many prophecies about the coming Messiah.
可是当人本身看这些旧约的预言的时候，他们感受到说这个来到的那个弥赛亚救主是得胜的救主，是战胜的那个救主。
So as people look back at all these prophecies, they interpret and read that the Messiah who is coming will be victorious and will be king.
可是保罗讲说，这个在旧约里面是隐藏的。一个奥秘没有人明白的，可是他是为我们得到荣耀来预备的。
And Paul shared that the prophecies and the wisdom of the Old Testament is actually hidden and is actually for our glory.
在第八节的时候，他讲说，人若知道这个智慧的话，他就不会把荣耀的主耶稣基督钉在十字架上。表示说这个智慧的中心、重点、主角是耶稣基督。
And he shared that if men of this age understood this, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, who is Christ, which means he is the focus.
我们心里想，这个本身已经隐藏了，可是在那个保罗时代的时候，竟然已经发生了，就知道了，就明白了，就可以相信了。真的是这样吗？
So even though it's originally hidden and a secret, it was revealed in the days of Paul. So shouldn't we all know it?
可是在当时的时候，他们看为是愚蠢的，是软弱的，是失败的。
But during those days, it was still viewed as foolish and a folly.
对于我们来说，我们也觉得是那个不合常理的一个信仰。
And to us, it may still seem illogical.
因此保罗在那个第六节的时候，他就讲说，他在什么样的情况场合的时候分享那个这个智慧呢？是在信心成熟的人中间。
So Paul shared in verse 6 when or any particular circumstance where he will explain or share about this wisdom. So he said when he's with the mature.
在接下来的那个内容里面的时候，他就谈到了不同人有对那个属灵的那个教导的时候，不同的那个看见和理解。
And in the following passages that follow this, he explains the different perceptions of people regarding spiritual issues.
第一种人是属灵人。
So the first kind of a person is the spiritual person.
在第十五节的时候，他有谈到这个属灵的人这一个字眼。
So in verse 17, it was mentioned spiritual person.
到底属灵人的那个特征是什么呢？
So what are the hallmarks of the spiritually discerned?
第一点就是属灵人的那个特征，它是有圣灵内住的。
So one is that the Holy Spirit is living within that person.
在第十节的时候，他提到了一个很重要的一个原则。
And the principle is revealed in verse 10.
人怎样能明白神那个奥秘的那个智慧呢？是透过圣灵把它显明的。
How can a human or person understand things of God if not revealed through the Holy Spirit?
在经文告诉我们说，但神却借着圣灵把这些事向我们显明了，因为圣灵彻透万事，连深奥的事也彻透了。
These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God.
因此呢，唯有透过耶稣基督的时候，我们人才能知道，才能明白，才能理解。
So the only way is through Christ that we will be able to understand and things revealed to us.
在第十一、十二节的时候，他就谈到说，人本身耶稣基督徒可以明白那个神的奥秘，原因是因为有圣灵内住在我们生命里面。
So verse 11 explains that a Christian or person can understand things of God. It's because of the Holy Spirit who lives within us.
他特别讲说，我们所领受的不是这世界的灵，而是从神来的灵，使我们能够知道神开恩给我们的事。
So we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things given to us by God.
所以第一个属灵人本身的特征，它是有圣灵内住的基督徒。
So the first hallmark is that the Holy Spirit lives within the spiritual person.
然后第二点呢，属灵人本身是一个在信仰上是信心成熟的。
And the second point is that this is someone who is spiritually mature.
刚才在那个经文里面有谈到，保罗在信心成熟的人中间的时候传讲基督的智慧。
So in verse 6, among the mature we do impart wisdom.
信心成熟的那个人呢，是有两方面的那个特征。
So who is someone who is mature in faith?
第一是他领悟神的事。
So he's able to understand or discern things of God.
在第十五节和十六节的时候，他有两次也谈到说，属灵的人能看透万事，然后呢，他本身得着了耶稣基督的心意。
So in verse 15 and 16, it was explained that the spiritual person can understand the mind of the Lord.
基督徒本身，当他本身是属灵人的时候，他能明白，能看清楚那个事情。
So for a Christian who is a spiritual person, he's able to understand and discern.
不是每一个人都在看事情的时候都有同样的看见，可是他在看事情的时候，他能看到耶稣基督的心意。耶稣基督的原则。
Not everyone look at a circumstance and can have the same perception, but for a spiritual person, he can actually understand the mind of Christ.
属灵人在生活中的时候，他从神的眼光里面看事情的时候，看到事情的轻重和得失。
So for a spiritual person, he is able to view through the lenses of Christ and God, and to understand the significance of something.
有时候我们感觉，为什么不是每个基督徒都是如此呢？
Sometimes we ask ourselves, why is not every Christian like that?
当我们提到第三种的人的时候，我们就更多去了解。
We'll have further understanding when we talk about the third kind of person.
然后信心成熟的也包括是经历。
And one other aspect is the experience.
刚才我本身有分享，就是当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们借着不合常理的福音，为什么我们还相信？因为我们有经历。
So earlier on, I've shared how come we believe something that seems so illogical to other people, and that's because of our own personal experience.
在信心、在信仰上成熟的人，不可能他只在头脑上、理念上相信一些真理罢了。在生命里面必定是有经历的。
For a spiritual person who is discerned, things doesn't stop in the cognitive level. There must have been certain experiences that molds him.
基督徒本身的经历，对神的经历有不一样，可是必然有那样经历使到他本身相信说，耶稣基督是那个智慧，是神的大能。
Every Christian has their different personal experience, but this individual experience would speak to him about God's truth and strength.
第一种呢是属灵人。
One is the spiritual person.
第二种呢是属血气的人。
And the second kind of spiritual condition is the natural person.
在十四节的时候，保罗就提到这个字眼叫属血气的人。
So in verse 14, this is mentioned, the natural person.
当我们看这里的时候，他其实只用一节经文来解释属血气。
So only one verse is spent explaining this.
原因这不是保罗的重点。
Well, because this is not his focus.
因为保罗的重点其实他是要在解释第一种还有第三种。
Because he's speaking to the church, he's explaining about the first and the third kind of persons.
可是属血气的人他是指什么呢？
So what does the natural person? What is the natural person?
我们可以看到他是不能接受神的灵的事。
So this is someone who cannot accept the things of the Spirit of God.
他以为那个是福音，十字架上的福音是愚笨的。
So the gospel of the cross is folly to him.
他也不能明白那个福音。
And he cannot discern or understand it.
所以可见属血气的人是指那些不相信耶稣基督的人。
So those who are natural persons are talking about the pre-believers.
从经文的那个描述的时候，他真的是有如希腊人和求智慧的希腊人求神迹的那一个犹太人。
And to the society then, this seems like the Greeks who seek wisdom as well as the Jews who seek miracles.
在经文里面呢，他说因为这些事要有属灵的眼光才能领悟。
So because you need to be spiritual discerned to be able to perceive those things.
那在十五节的时候，十六节的时候，他再次讲说，有谁可以明白那个属灵的事呢？是有神的灵的人才能明白。
And verse 15 and 16 go back to the spiritual person to say that only someone like that will be able to understand the mind of God.
用一节经文来解释，因为它不是重点。
So one verse is spent on the natural person because of the focus of the passage.
可是它的最大的那个重点是第三的那个重点。
And the main significance is the third part.
属肉体的人。
People of the flesh.
在三章第一节的时候，他有用到这个字，他说是属肉体的。
So in chapter 3 verse 1, this is used.
当我们看这段经文的时候，有时我们心里会讲说，这种的情况是否在描述我们自己的问题？
Even as we read the passage, we think that this is describing us.
他讲什么呢？ 他讲说那个 OK， 他讲说他们在耶稣基督里面的时候，他是婴孩。
So it talks about being infants even though in Christ.
既然他讲说是在耶稣基督里面，表示说是基督徒。
So these people are in Christ, so they are believers.
然后呢，他讲说他们吃的呢是奶，不是饭。
And they are fed with milk, not solid food.
然后原因是因为他们不能吃。
And the reason is that they are not ready for it.
然后以前不能吃，现在还是不能吃。
So they were not ready in the past and still now not ready.
所以以前是属肉体的，现在还是属肉体的。
So they were of the flesh in the past and still continue to be of the flesh at the time of writing.
所以这里描述了某一类的那个基督徒，他本身是像婴孩一般的那个基督徒。
So here is describing a group of Christians who are like infants.
保罗就用那个婴孩他本身吃奶吃饭的的情况来描述他的成长。
So Paul used this analogy of taking milk or solid food to describe this group of people.
在这里呢，他不是讲说那个这个婴孩本身是初信啊，不是。
He's not talking about infants as new believers or young believers.
他说在年轻的时候，在婴孩的时候，你可以吃那个奶，可是到现在的时候，你应该长大了，可是你还吃奶。
So he's talking about as young believers, it is appropriate to take milk, but even now, many years later, you are still taking milk.
保罗是在解释在婴孩本身有那个成长障碍的那个问题。
So he's talking about infants who are stunted in growth.
所以属灵人本身，属肉体人的其中一个特征呢，他是那个成长上有障碍的一个婴孩。
So the hallmarks of person of the flesh is that he has problems with development, young and immature.
然后第三节他讲说，在你们当中有嫉妒纷争，你们不还是属肉体，照着世人的方式行吗？
And in verse 3, you are still of the flesh, for while there's jealousy and strife among you, are you not behaving as merely the human way?
可见他们虽然是基督徒，可是他们的表现、他们的反应、他们的应对呢，是跟别人、跟世人是一样的。
So we can see that they are Christians in church, but their behavior, their reflex is the same as any other man in the street.
在不同的译本的时候，有不同的那个翻译的时候，我们从中可以稍微多了解。
In the different versions, there may be slightly different words used. Let us try to understand.
有些的字其实是蛮重的字。
And some words seems quite significant.
举个例子，他在那个 NET 的时候，他讲这个人本身像什么呢？为什么他本身的表现像还没有重生得救的人？
So in NET, the word unregenerate is used.
然后他本身也讲说，那个属肉体呢，在中文是讲属肉体哦，在那个 NET 的时候，他也讲 influence.
So in the English NET version, instead of a person of the flesh, they use influence by flesh.
然后 NLT 的时候，他用一个更重的是他 control.
And another way of phrasing it, controlled.
所以可见，当我们看到这里的时候，当我们讲说属肉体，不是单单说他不会成长。
So when we talk about a person or people of the flesh, it doesn't only talk about the stunted development.
而是说他虽然是基督徒，可是他整个被影响，或者是影响他的生活的，其实是肉体。
But it's describing Christians who are affected or controlled by a sinful nature.
是他自己的肉体的那个本性。
So the worldly and sinful nature within us.
所以整个的那个生活表现的时候跟一般人没有什么两样。
So in their deeds and words in living, it is no different from a non-Christian.
到底有什么原因导致基督徒处在这种的阶段呢？
So what caused Christians to live like this?
如果我们看保罗本身用婴孩还有吃奶和粮来思想的时候，有可能是这样的原因。
So if you think about Paul and his analogy using milk and solid food, maybe because of this.
有可能他是基督徒的时候，他是满足于现状。
So maybe the person being a Christian is fully satisfied with the current condition.
他是满足于那些基本的那个道理，只要了解知道自己得救就够了。
So the basic principles are enough. I know I'm safe.
当本身在上一些的那课程特别是听到的时候，有一些不太明白的他也不在意。
So as they go for courses and lessons, there are things that he can't understand, but it's okay.
心里面想到说愿意委身去上一个课，直到自己在生命上成长。
There's not much commitment or desire to develop and grow.
或者是没有看到说需要去跟 有认识真理来使到自己成长，或者他看不到这种东西啊。
And he doesn't see the need to develop or to learn and grow in truth.
或者他即使他长期的那个参加查经班的时候，可是很多东西的时候这边进这边出，然后其实对他生命没有影响的。
So even though he attends Bible study lessons, many things may fly over the head or goes in one side and comes out the other ear.
满足于单单只是做礼拜。
It's being satisfied in being a Sunday Christian.
心里没有这种意愿说愿意按照神的呼召的时候分别出来。
There's no desire to be set apart according to God's calling.
所以当我们看到这里的时候，我们就可以了解，其实，在我们教会当中的时候，其实有这一类的人。
So as we understand this, we recognize that this is present in the current church.
在教会里面的时候，有属灵人，当然也有属肉体的基督徒。
There are spiritual people in church, but of course, there are also people of the flesh.
所以当我们了解这种情形的时候，我们到底要怎样来去回应呢？
So if we understand the condition like this, how should we respond?
这里我首先呢先讲说属血气的那个选项。
So I'll just explain first the option of the natural person.
这里是指说在我们中间的时候，如果还没有做这样的一个意愿，或者是接受主的行动的时候，这里是提到这个属血气的那个选项。
So here among us, if they are people who has not believed or pre-believers.
在我们本身相信耶稣基督的时候，可能因人而异，有些人很快就相信了，有些人可能是要等比较长的那个年子。
Even as you think of our experience of coming to Christ, some of us believe very quickly and a lot of us take a lot of time.
可是很多时候的时候，我们感觉我们自己没有这种的需要，或者看到说耶稣基督为我死到底对我有什么意义。
Many a time we don't see the need for it and we don't know the significance of Christ's death on the cross for us.
可是神本身有时在我们的人生阶段里面的时候，他会把一些事情发生的使到我们的心比较展开的。
So God in His right time will let certain things happen which opens our heart.
这种的事情的发生通常是比较是苦难，或者是比较遭遇在我们发生在我们身上。
And more often than not, it is the sufferings and the challenges that opens our heart.
有可能是在那个人生的人生里面的时候，感到那个生命虚空没有意义。
It might be in certain phases of life where we feel empty.
或者是在职场上的时候，或者是自己的事业失败的时候，在发现的时候自己本身的无助。
Or it may be during work or in our career when we feel helpless.
或者是孩子本身生病的时候直到自己人说真的是来到神面前心灵展开。
Or as parents, when your children fall sick, would you open your heart and truly seek?
我们知道这一些的情况都成为我们来到神面前愿意心灵展开的一个机会。
We know that these circumstances are times where we are brought to God and open our hearts.
可是我们也不需要等到每一次遇到这种情形的时候，我们才来到神的面前。
But let's not wait for these sufferings or circumstances to occur before coming to God.
我们更盼望的就是在我们中间的时候，我们愿意踏出那个信心的一步，然后呢，当我们面对这问题的时候，我们更有信心，有神陪伴。我们去面对这个人生路。
And we hope that among us, we will take the step of faith, whether or not we meet some difficult situations.
在这里，在我显示的是一个人本身接受主的那个祷告。
Here I'm going to show the prayer of acceptance.
在这个祷告里面的时候，他是在神的面前就承认自己本身是有罪的，耶稣基督错字，然后为我们代死。然后我们明白耶稣基督使你复活，当我们这样明白，我们愿意相信耶稣基督的时候，神应许我们罪得赦，我们成为神的孩子。
So for this prayer, it talks about recognizing ourselves as sinful person and needing Christ who dies on the cross to bring us to God and to this the simple act of just believing that Christ has done the work for us on the cross.
这是属血气的那个人的那个选项。
So this is the option of a natural person.
然后另外一个是属肉体的那个选项。
What about the options of someone of the flesh?
我们身为基督徒的时候，我们都不盼望我们自己停滞在属肉体的那个阶段。
We don't hope that we are people who stays at this level.
可是很多原因的时候，是使到我们本身 在那种情形的时候，我们不太愿意那个成长，很多时候是因为我们自己不愿意付出。
But many times we fear taking a step of faith or going out of our comfort zone, and it's because of our own choices.
我们相信耶稣基督是神自己的工作。
We believe in Christ.
我们生命的成长从属肉体转到那个属灵，这个也是神圣灵的工作。
And our development and growth from a person of the flesh to a spiritual person is also God's work.
很重要的，再加上人本身的配合和努力。
And this in addition to our own hard work.
保罗在加拉太书的时候也告诉我们说，我们人如果不靠着圣灵的那个行事的时候，我们一般上我们就顺着自己的肉体，自己的那个情欲来行事的。
Paul reminded us in Galatians that if we do not also walk with the Spirit and depend on the Holy Spirit, we may gratify the desires of the flesh.
从属肉体成长到那个成为属灵的时候，我们要抓紧是圣灵自己的工作，可是我们扮演一个很重要的角色。
So in development from a person of flesh to a spiritual person, we recognize the importance of the Holy Spirit and also our own co-working in partnership.
保罗用那个婴孩吃东西的那个做比喻的时候，我们就从这角度来看我们怎样转移。
Let's look at it using Paul's analogy of taking milk or solid food.
我们需要多认识、多消化神本身的话语的时候，以致他帮助我们成长。
We need to digest and to understand God's word in order to develop.
可是最重要的是，他有谈到一句话说，他说我们本身是有耶稣基督的那个意念、那个思想 ，mind of Christ。
And an important phrase or understanding is that we will have the mind of Christ.
因此呢，当我们讲说我们认识神的话的时候，它的重点、最终的目标不是累积圣经的那个知识。
So when we talk about growing in truth or understanding more, it doesn't mean just collecting Bible knowledge.
而是能帮助我们去明白理解，帮我们去体验耶稣基督的那一种 mind of Christ.
So it's the truths that help us understand the mind or the intentions of God.
我们盼望在这方面的时候，我们大家可以一起的努力。
We hope that we can all strive and grow in this area.
在去年的时候，如果你还记得，我们曾经大概有四堂是有关读经的。
So remember last year we had four sessions where it's about reading the Bible.
有关读经的那一种的技巧和学习的时候，其实它真的是帮助我们一生受用。
The methods and techniques of scripture reading will help us all our lives.
因为圣经告诉我们说，只有神的话能更新我们，也有只有神的话的时候，使到我们能成长，成为突破，成为一个属灵人。
For the Bible reminds us that it is God's word itself that can help us grow.
然后最后的时候，一个能突破的一个是他成为一个顺服的人，按着神的那个耶稣基督的那个思想来生活。
And one more thing is that one needs to submit to Christ.
让我们常常提醒我们自己，知道和明白，然后把它活出来是两回事。
So let us try to understand that knowing something cognitively and understanding something is slightly different from actually practicing it.
如果我们从这个角度来看委身基督，
When we look at commitment to Christ in this sense,
我们就可以了解说，唯有圣灵的工作的时候，人才能理解接纳那个十架上的基督。
So we understand that it's only with the Holy Spirit can someone understand and truly practice.
唯有属灵人的时候才愿意委身基督。
And only a spiritual person will be willing to fully commit to Christ.
不然耶稣委身基督就成为一个口号，其实一个理念，是我们根本没有预备愿意去追求的。
Or else it will become just a vision or motto that we are never ready to commit to or to live by.
我们自己了解我们自己的属灵的状况。
We understand our very own spiritual condition.
让我们来到神面前的时候，我们就安静我们自己的时候，我们求神帮助我们。
Let us come before God and ask for His help.
我们就用一点的时间的时候，我们自己向神回应。
Let us take a few moments to respond to God.
天父感谢你，因为你爱我们，你把耶稣基督拆在像是为我们被钉在十字架上。
Father, we thank you because of your love. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross.
你以昂贵的那个代价为我们成就了救赎。
Oh, how much of a cost is that to bring us to you?
让我们不要很把它变成一个廉价的一个信仰。
Let us not cheapen it, Father.
因为你虽然是一个简单的相信，可是你呼召我们是重的。
Even though it is a simple act of faith on our side, for you it is at great cost.
谢谢你在今天早上的时候，透过保罗的教导，能提醒我们的来去看我们的属灵的状况。
Father, we thank you that through today's session, through Paul's words, you've taught us to look at our own spiritual condition.
我们感谢神，因为你在我们身上工作，你盼望在我们身上看到说，我们在信仰上我们是成熟的。
Father Lord, we thank you for the work you've done in our lives, in our hearts, and we know that you wish for us to grow into spiritual people.
你盼望我们真的是心意更新，能从你的原则的时候来看事情，来生活。
Your hope is for us to be renewed and to view our circumstance and different things through your lens.
可是我们也需要承认，有很多时候在我们生命里面有好些的拦阻，直到我们仍然是处在属肉体的情况。
But Father Lord, we have to confess that there are many barriers and obstacles in our lives that kept us and held us back to being people of the flesh.
可能对我们来说，在世界上的那一种的生活，那一种的工作或者是学业，那个是更重要的一个事情。
Lord, things of the world, whether it's our career or school, might be more important to us at this point.
或者是我们对你的话语逐渐的那个失去的那种渴慕的心。
Or we have lost the passion and desire for your word.
我们可能会觉得这个是履行那个很公式化的去学习和敬拜。
It might be that we are now living a life of duty and responsibility to come for worship.
我们来到你的面前的时候，我们求主你自己赦免。
As we come before you, we ask for your forgiveness.
恳求你自己帮助我们，从中的时候能真的是靠你的恩典的时候，再次的站立起来。
Father Lord, we will depend on your grace and mercy to help us stand again.
愿圣灵在我们生命里面的时候，让我们去对待对付我们可能会成为的那个拦阻。
Father Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit within us will help us to deal with these barriers and these obstacles.
让我们内心里面有一种的那个意愿心智的时候，我们愿意继续的成长，成为一个属灵的人。
Help us to even be willing to grow and to be and to draw closer to you.
我们把我们整个的那个群众，整个的群体交在你的恩手。
We lift up the whole congregation into your hands.
愿你在我们的生命中，这个群体中的时候，看到主你自己心意的活现。
Help us in this community to see that each of our lives is focused on you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.